Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is your girl, Cy Brown, and I am hanging out with you today. It is a wonderful day here in October, here in New York City. I hope everybody had a great and amazing weekend. I know I absolutely sure did. Just to let everybody know, time is winding down for you to be able to vote. Make sure that you're registered to vote. I don't have any phone numbers in front of me. Just Google it, you know, do your research, because all of my listeners for the show are all over the place. So I'm not going to do like specifics of where each person is or whatever, but just do your homework and make sure you are eligible to vote. Make sure you're properly registered to vote. And today I'm just going to demystify a couple of things that people were thinking about the election, like you can't wear T-shirts to the poll and all this other stuff. Just make sure you know the rules and the legislation in your area, because we want to make sure that they don't give us any reason not to be able to allow you to cast your vote. This election is far, far, far too important for people to neglect their right and their ability to vote. Many of you know I'm on the radio right here in New York City on an FM station, and the name of the show is The Power of Gospel. And last night we were talking about convicted felons and their ability to vote. And I remember one of the things that we talked about on the show last night was that your right is taken away if your conviction falls in line with moral turpitude. I want to make sure I'm getting it right and I'm not giving wrong information, which means a lot of people that may have been convicted with, like, drug cases or something like that, you still may have the ability to cast your vote and register to vote. Just because you are in prison or incarcerated does not preclude you from the ability to cast your vote. So I encourage everybody to please look. If you have loved ones, family, friends that may have been incarcerated, you know, there were these draconian laws back in the 80s, well, especially the 80s and the early 90s, when it came to crack and cocaine. And unfortunately, a lot of our African American brothers and sisters, or black folk, were incarcerated, and they had these ridiculously long sentences. And because of that, they were fed misinformation. And you all know, I want to make sure everybody gets the right and accurate information, so that way we can make the best decisions for us and pass on and share that information, because I firmly believe God doesn't make us smart and give us information so we can keep it to ourselves. Our obligation is to share the information and share the knowledge. So for those of you that have access to the Internet and possess the ability to research some of the voting information in your state, please definitely pass this information on, because it's so critically important that people know their rights, that they know they have the ability to vote, that their rights are not automatically taken away or suspended or just revoked just because you have a record. So let's do our due diligence and help these people so that they can still have the right to vote as well. So that's very, very important, very important to me. Last night, also on The Power of Gospel, we talked about Sarah Palin, of course, and just kind of how she's very cutesy, very whiny, very, you know, homegrown, homespun. You know, do these things really matter? So I think that it was a very, very good conversation that we had, very insightful, you know, just a lot of discussion, very intellectual talk on what's going on with this economy, how they're looking at it. And just so you know, all of a sudden now, the Republican National Convention, the RNC, is now filing lawsuit against Barack Obama to have his donor list I don't want to say the right word, but like picked apart basically, because what happens is Barack Obama excluded himself from receiving federal funding for his campaign, which means if he had accepted funding, public financing, he would have been capped at spending $84 million on his campaign, but he opted out of public financing. So he said, you know what, I'll raise my own money. I want to be able to raise as much and spend as much as I can. Whereas John McCain opted for public financing, so he's capped at $84 million because I believe he doesn't feel he would have been able to raise the amount of money that comes remotely close to the amount of money that Barack Obama has been able to raise. So now what they're saying is that let's scrutinize his list, because a lot of his donors could be terrorists, could be from foreign nationals, could be from foreigners, period, and that is against the law. That is, you are not supposed to do that. And one example that was cited is that someone that made a donation listed their address as GA. And so they were saying that someone from the Barack Obama campaign could have thought that meant Georgia, but it really meant Gaza. So one thing I do want to make mention is this happens frequently. It happened to Hillary Clinton. It is impossible, almost impossible, near impossible, to be able to know the source of every single dollar that's donated to your campaign. And what happens traditionally is as the money is donated, once the candidate becomes aware or is made aware that their money was not received in the best interest of the campaign, in the best interest of the United States political structure, the money is promptly and immediately and expeditiously returned. So I think that just by nature of them filing a lawsuit, and it's actually being filed this morning against Barack Obama, is pretty stupid. You know, like, they're just right at this point so desperate, so just willy-nilly trying to pull out all stops. So just be aware of that. And the funny thing is that I don't know the exact specific, but a large percentage, I do know it's over 50%, I don't remember the exact number, of Barack's campaign funds have been come from donors under $200, come from donors who have donated under $200. So based on that, Barack Obama has chosen, because of the sheer volume, not to report any donations under the dollar amount of $200, whereas John McCain is reporting all donations. So what it does is it gently casts a cloud over Barack Obama, where he's saying, well, you know, a terrorist could have donated $199 and it's going to go unreported. But the Barack Obama campaign is saying it's just not expedient for us to report every single donation that comes into our campaign, because many people, because he's been able to galvanize support for his campaign and for his cause and for the edification of the United States, people have been donating $5, $2, $3, $7. So just based on that, he just feels it's just an unnecessary waste of resources to list every single person who has given money to his campaign. And, of course, John McCain is going at him with a vengeance on that. So that's just something to look at. So pay attention to the lawsuit that's being filed today. Just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody that's in the chat room. Issue, hello. Thanks for joining us today. True View, my buddy on the West Coast, thank you for joining us. And I am very, 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 very happy and excited to see LaVon back joining us. She was away last week. She had death in the family. Her uncle passed away, and everybody did pray for her family. So I see her in the chat room. So it is absolutely wonderful to see you back with us this week. And thank you for all the text messages. And I was responding to them, just trying to keep her encouraged, keep her family lifted up. So it's great to see you back with us today. And then I do see we have a guest who's listening in. So guests, all of our guests, thank you for listening in to Life Remix Radio. It's Saida Brown today. You know what I was going to do, everybody? I was actually going to do a rebroadcast from last week's show. And opted not to because I have to go. I have something to do at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. I actually will be traveling a little bit later this week, so I have to get a little prep stuff done for that. So I was going to do a rebroadcast of one of last week's shows, and I said, you know what, I'd rather come to you live and do an abbreviated show than to do a rebroadcast. Maybe I'll do a rebroadcast next week, but you guys can download if you ever want to hear any of the past shows. You know, you can either go to iTunes or you can go to my website and you can download any of the past shows. I just wanted to come to you live and direct with a fresh show. Let me get into our daily thought. I'm going to give a couple more updates. I had some amazing interviews, everybody. I had the ability to interview Kool Herc, the legendary Kool Herc, and have him talk about politics with me. So I'll talk about that in a moment. Let me just get into our daily thought for the 6th of the month. Let me read that for the 6th of the month. And today's daily thought reads as follows. It is okay to shed boundaries and embrace growth. Trees need their protective bark to enable the process of growth and the renewal to continue without threat. Likewise, we need our boundaries and defenses so that the more vulnerable parts of ourselves can safely heal and unfold. Our growth also depends upon our ability to loosen, soften, and shed boundaries and embrace to protect us can eventually constrict us. When it is time, God encourages us to step out and shed our protective layer, knowing He is there to guide, protect, and take us through the next growth opportunity. Many spiritual leaders suggest our egos don't disappear so much as they become large enough to hold more than just our small sense of self and broaden to contain people other than just me. It is amazing how we want to keep things our way. Be willing to accept the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is offering you. Affirm, I put my faith and trust in God. He gives me the strength to stand and accomplish whenever He asks me to. Thanks, God, and so it is. And today's scripture reading comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 16. All that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. I think that's good. I think just if you look at the topic, it's okay to shed boundaries and embrace growth. That's something that we should all probably strive to do every single day. So that's definitely important. Just want to get into a couple more things. For those of you who just joined me in the chat room, I see Young City the Boss. Thank you for checking me out today. I will change the subject today. I'm not doing a rebroadcast. I'm doing a live show. If you want to listen to the show that we did with Amy from The Source Magazine, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown, and you'll be able to get the rebroadcast from that. But I was saying, and I see more people hitting me up in the chat room and also sending text messages, that I am doing a live show today, so that's how that goes. All right, I got you updated on that. Wanted to just give you a little bit more information, and I want to talk to you about the interview that I did with Kool Herc. I'm not sure how many of you know, I have another show that I do at 8 o'clock at night in prime time, and it's called Politics Remix, and you can go to politicsremix.com. And this weekend here in New York, Al Sharpton had an event at the Sheraton New York Hotel and Towers. It is an absolutely beautiful, I mean beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hotel. And they just had a lot of conscious, you know, I hate to say conscious because it makes them sound like backpackers and all that stuff, but black men that think, let's call it that way, black men who think. And so, you know, I was invited to come cover the event, and I had the opportunity to interview the legendary Kool Herc. And I think, you know, just when we really look at what Kool Herc, I mean, he is considered the godfather of hip-hop. And to be able to stand in his presence and talk with him just about his take on hip-hop and his take on politics was an absolutely amazing experience for me. The interview was pretty short, but if you want to take a look at the interview, write this down, and then maybe somebody can put it in the chat room for me because I can't type and talk and all that stuff at the same time. Just go to youtube.com and then /politics. POLITICS remixed, REMIXED, and you'll be able to see the interview that I did with Kool Herc, and then I'll be talking about it on my show my primetime show, just about how hip-hop has to stand up, how hip-hop has to do a little bit more than what we're doing, and just even our generation has to do a little bit more for this political season. And as I said at the top of the show, make sure that you know and you're sure that you're registered to vote, where you can vote. And I also said I see more people joining us. Hello, Dropping Seed. I'm going to share your good news with the whole Life Remix family in a moment. But make sure that you let your family, who or people that may be incarcerated, make them aware that they may still be able to vote in this election. Just because you've been incarcerated, it doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot vote or that you have totally lost your ability to vote. It varies by state, so just really be mindful of that. TrueView, thank you. Oh, it's M-I-X-E-D. So it's Politics Remix, M-I-X-E-D. Hey, Tiff, I see you just joined me in the chat room. Just hit F5 if you can't hear me. It's youtube.com/politicsremixed, R-E-M-I-X-E-D, and you will be able to see my interview with Kool Herc talking about hip-hop and politics. Another thing, I got an opportunity to interview NY Oil, who is an amazing activist. Also, Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers. I know everybody remembers Poor Righteous Teachers. Yeah, true, I am multitasking. Hold on. Yeah, Tiff, I see you thought it was a rebroadcast. Yeah, I just have to change the topic. Sorry about that. Yeah, I got it. We'll repost. Thank you. Also, an interview with Wise Intelligent and Diverse the First. That interview was so long that I had to break it into three parts. But it's so funny. I just want to tell everybody that's going to be up on Politics Remixed at some point during the day, because I have to upload a lot of video from all the interviews I did this weekend. But it's really funny because you all know me so well. Like, TrueView's like, I think she's multitasking today. Tiff is like, hey, are you here? I'm confused. I thought it was a rebroadcast. So, yeah, today is a very, very, very busy Monday for me, everybody. So it is multitasking. And so, yeah, today I'm a little bit scattered. So that's what it is. What is this, Dropping Seed? Hey, Tiff and Sai, I want to get you guys on my show November 1st. Well, I'm down. I'm definitely down. And I have some fabulous, fabulous, fabulous news, everybody. Dropping Seed Radio, which is Pastor Montan McDonald, his new radio show is going to start airing in Nashville. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I get the right city. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm giving out the absolute correct information. So, all right. His new show launches next Tuesday, October 14th, from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and it's Central Time, so that means it's going to be 11:15 to 11:45. So that's good. I can catch it because I missed his show Saturdays 90% of the time. I have to listen to rebroadcast because I'm always out Saturday morning when it airs. And you can listen online at www.wnah.com. It's a Christian talk station, so everybody, let's support him. You can listen online, so, and it airs right before my show, so I will definitely be listening to his show every day. I'll listen to it, and then I'll, you know, tune right into my show. Let me just read some stuff in the chat room, and I'm going to have to get ready to sign out, everybody. So sorry for the short show, but today is just, you know, True hit it. This is so funny, True. You know me so well. You guys can tell when I'm really focusing. You can tell when I'm, like, dashing and doing a million and one things. But just so you know, I was going to do a rebroadcast, and I uploaded the show as a rebroadcast, but I thought it kind of robbery to give a rebroadcast, and I'd rather come on and do a shorter show than to just give you an old show, because you can rebroadcast. You can download the old shows yourself. Anyway, True posted in the chat room, thank you, the YouTube link for my Kool Herc interview. And that's already up on YouTube, so you can check that one out. And the one with Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers and NY Oil and Diverse the First, that'll be uploaded as soon as YouTube finishes uploading it. Tiffany, no, it's not too late. Oh, let me just give everybody an update on Life Remixed, the book. Tiff, it's not too late. Let me give everybody just, here's the deal with what's going on with Life Remix. I wanted to have everything done by October 1st, but I also understand there's certain people that I need to have in this book to make the book what it's supposed to be. And Tiff is one of those people. And so, Tiff, I'm not going to hold the book up for you, but I will hold it up as long as I can until you feel you can get me a piece that's worthy of print. And don't forget, like, once you send it to me, we're still going to chop it up a little bit. You know, it may take some editing. So to Dropping Seed and to also True View and Yeshua and anybody listening, let me just give you the details of the book, and then I'm going to have to wind down the show. Life Remixed is a book that is going to get out when it's time for it to get out. The purpose of the book, and I already have people, like, ready to buy the book, and the book is not even out. We're going to address all of the changes that are taking place and how we have to rethink every area of our life due largely to technology, globalization, and now we can even factor in the economy. I always say my dad taught me to college, get a good job, and do all of those things. And now none of that stuff applies because of globalization, technology, how we're rethinking spirituality, how Gen X works, and all of these things. So Dropping Seed, neither one of you got information from me on the book. I'm getting hit up in the chat room. All right, I'll get that to you as soon as I get off the air before I move over to my next task. But I'm going to say it on the air just so you can put it in your brain. Just send me a piece, you know, a couple hundred words if you'd like. You can make it as long or short as you would like, but a couple hundred words is ideal, you know, 400 to 600 words even, on how you're remixing your life or how you, or your suggestions for helping people get through change. Because this is a change election, and we're talking about change from top to bottom to left and to right. And even though we're talking about change, we have to change, nobody really knows how to change. Like, how do we do this? What does change look like? Does change mean, you know, we now take a left out of the driveway instead of the right? Or is change as in-depth as, and I tell you, I started clipping coupons, and I know it sounds very shallow, and it sounds very pretentious, but yesterday my husband came and said, Sai, where can we get coupons? We didn't even know, so I said, maybe we should go buy a Sunday paper. I think there are coupons in Sunday paper, in the Sunday paper, because I don't buy newspapers. I read everything online, but the point is, I literally started clipping coupons, and, you know, I don't know what people think. Like, I'm reachable, and I'm a normal person, but the cost of food is so incredibly high. So that's something that I'm going to be talking about in my piece. And I really want this to be a collaborative and collective effort, not just Saida says you need to start clipping coupons. I really want to learn how everybody's embracing change, how they're dealing with globalization, how you're dealing with technology, how you're dealing with the economy. And these are things that we talk about every single day on the show. So, Tiff, you're saying that you're getting writer's block. Then maybe just write me 25 words, I think the economy sucks because, or I think people need to wake up because, or, you know, I'm trying to give you lead-in sentences, or just say, you know what, I'm really not happy with my life right now because, or I'm really happy with my life right now because, and just use that as a starting point. I don't want it to everybody to put too much thought into it, because when you put too much thought in it, you start tweaking it and change it, and you lose the essence of what the piece was really supposed to be about. So that's it on the book. I will get information. If you would like to be in the book, Life Remix, shoot me an email at sb@sybrown.com. S as in Sam, B as in boy, @sybrown.com. I will tell you now, I'm not paying for any pieces. It's just an opportunity for us to all get our voices heard and all of our opinions out there. The book will be available at Amazon.com. You will all be able to buy books at wholesale price. I'm not reselling you the book at retail. We'll all be able to have the book at wholesale price. And then you can buy a couple and sell it or do whatever you want to do with it or let people know that your thoughts are now included in this book. And I really think that's the best way to make this book happen, because I want it to be a menagerie of opinions and thoughts from a diverse group of people. Yeah, and True was saying, oh, great information. Pray on it first, and it will come from the heart. Yeah, I want it to be organic. I don't want it to be so methodical in what you think Saida is going to say. Obviously, just by virtue of who I am, I would prefer no profanity. But you can say, you know what, this economy sucks because blah, 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 and this is how I'm dealing with it. Because really, I think what this book is going to become is a self-help book for two entire generations, because baby boomers have now been forced to rethink retirement. They have to rethink their now. Whereas Gen Xers, those that are in their 30s and 40s, we have to rethink our future. But it's pretty horrible for people like my dad who are in their late 50s who thought they were retiring in a couple of years. They're pretty screwed right now. So people like my dad are going to buy this book, Life Remix, because really there's two entire generations, which is almost 100 million people that have to rethink every single thing that they were taught because of the economy, globalization, and technology. Tiffany put no profanity. There goes all five pages that I already wrote. Yeah, you know that, and I know you're joking. So that's how it goes. I'm putting my email address. Yeah, I know you're just kidding because I know you know me better than that. I'm putting my email address in the chat room, B-R-O-W, so you can shoot me an email. Dropping Seed and also True, I'll get that information to you as soon as I get off the air today. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I did say at the top of the show that this is going to be a short show. True, you hit it dead on. I've got a million and million one things that I have to take care of today in a very, very short window. So I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. I hope everybody can get this information to me when they can. Just so you know, all of my pieces haven't even been written either. So to those of you that may be panicked, like, oh, I don't want Saida to do the book, such as Tiff, all my work hasn't been done either. So don't despair. My work is taking a little bit longer because I have a lot more pieces to cover. But, you know, I really want something from the heart. I want something from you guys that's true and honest, and I want everybody's opinion. So let me just read a couple more things in the chat room. We're going to wind down today's show, and I will have a full show for you tomorrow. Dropping C. Yeah, you can use it in my bio. Yeah, and also send me, like, a blurb. I'm going to send the email out to everybody now. Send me a blurb, too, because I want to include, like, who you are, what projects you're working on. So, yeah, you can use it for your bio that you're a contributor to the book Life Remix. This is how it's going to happen. Let me say this really quickly since I have everybody's attention. What's going to happen is you're going to send me your piece, whatever your piece is. I'm going to send you an agreement that you need to sign that will allow me to use your piece for the sole purpose of including it in the book Life Remix. Now, based on that, I'm going to put everybody's thoughts, ideas, and all stuff together and compile it, have my really smart friend edit the book and make it look really good, get a nice cover on it. Then on the back of the book, it's going to describe what I just said, that Life Remix is about change for our generation, da, 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 da. You will be listed as a contributor of the book inside the book. If you would like to send me a photo, you're more than welcome to send me a photo as well, because now that's your contribution and your piece. Now, with whatever promotional campaigns or something that you're on, you can say, I am now a contributor to the book Life Remix. We're all going to pay the exact same price for wholesale copies of the book. I'm not charging you any more or any less than what I pay. So our wholesale price may be $6 or our wholesale price may be $4, but we now have another vehicle to use to promote our respective causes. Because, as I said, it is a collaborative effort. And I think this model works. I've seen some people do it where they've had to pay to be in part of the book. I don't do that. That's not my thing. I just want people to get the information. And I believe if we do things collectively, it's better than one person sitting at the helm and having all these underlings underneath. We're all equal. We're all going to get this book out. We're all going to make some money at it. But more importantly, we're all going to share the message of hope and love and life to people whose lives we may not be able to have touched before. And so, for example, if I'm here in New York and, you know, Pastor McDonald is in Tennessee. Who's to say somebody I meet in New York doesn't have family in Tennessee? You know, it's just about building connections. And I think with this economy and the way the world is going, everything, we're going to have to go back to doing things in a more collaborative way. That I got mine, you better get yours attitude is long gone out the window. That is not going to work anymore. That business model and lifestyle model is no longer going to work. So we have to make sure that we do things in a collaborative way. We have to make sure that everybody is counted and all voices are heard. So on that note, I'm going to tell everybody, I love you all for listening. Thank you for listening. And remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. I will see everybody back here tomorrow with a phenomenally full and power-packed show. You guys have a great Monday, and I will update the show details so that it's accurate in the in the archive. I'll update it, and everybody hit me up. And to Dropping Seed and True, your emails are on your way. Talk to you later. Peace.